Hello, this is Aisling from Kilkenny Library Service, and today I'm going to read you a story from Here, There and Everywhere by Liz Weir, published by O'Brien Press. The story is called Mother Owl's Revenge. Long ago, in the forests of America, there lived an animal that was covered from head to toe in long, silky white fur. He was a terribly vain creature, and as he passed a pond, he would stop to admire himself. He thought he was very beautiful. One day as he was walking through the forest, the creature felt hungry. He looked up and saw a mother owl flying out of her nest. He knew that would mean she had left her chicks. This could be a handy meal for him. He climbed up the tree and came to the nest. Inside were three baby owls. He lifted one out and held it up to have a look at it. "Ugh," he said, "you are so ugly and I am so lovely. I couldn't eat you." He dropped the baby owl back into the nest and climbed back down the tree. A few minutes later, the mother owl flew back with a mouthful of tasty grubs and worms for her babies. All she could hear was them making a terrible noise. "What's wrong?" she asked. "Who has upset you like this? Tell Mummy what happened." In between the tiny cries, the first little owl gulped. "An animal came and he said we were ugly." "What's that?" said his mother. "He said you were ugly. He said my babies were ugly. You are beautiful. Tell Mummy who said this to you." "It was an animal with white fur," said the little owl. "That does not surprise me," said the mother owl. "You babies eat up your worms and I'll be back soon." The mother owl was really angry as she swooped low over the trees. She knew who she was looking for. That creature needed to be taught some manners. How dare he say nasty things about her babies? With her keen eyes, she soon spotted the animal with the white fur. She snatched him up in her sharp talons and carried him high above the trees. Just then she saw the remains of an old bonfire far below. It gave her a good idea. The mother owl swooped low and dragged the animal through the black ashes of the fire. She then turned and pulled him back through it on the other side. Then she dropped him into a pond. The mother owl watched as the creature pulled himself out of the water. He looked quite different. From the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail on one side, his fur had been singed black. From the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail on the other side, his fur had been singed black. Only down the middle of his back was there a narrow stripe of white. Ever since then, that animal has been known as a skunk. The thing that most people know about the skunk is that he has a horrible smell. That's the smell of the burnt fur as he was pulled through the bonfire, and it's still with him to this day.